Welcome to the Ether. Today is Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. This was a space hosted by Olympus DAO. It's the Give AMA. Let's take a listen.
Kind of dupe out our previous AMA, if you'd like to kind of open up with a, you know, what is Olympus Give? You know, what does it mean to our ecosystem? And maybe just like a quick skim over, and then we're going to have all the speakers introduce themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to not describe what Olympus Give is. I'm going to give that honor to Acid Punk.
Sweet.
I'm going to butter it up and say it is the most exciting product since Olympus Pro. And I am really excited for where we're going with it.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, we'll pass the baton to Acid Punk if you'd like to give us just like a real brief, quick what it is, and then we'll get to introducing the speakers and we can start digging into the meat.
Sweet, sweet. Thank you, man. So the first thing I'm going to do is give a lot of credit to Mr. Indigo and Mr. Glue, who unfortunately could not be here. Olympus Give is kind of their brainchild. And a couple months ago, they brought this concept to the DAO and to a few of the core members and workers of the DAO. And we kind of just ran off with it. So in the first Twitter space we were talking about a couple hours ago, Indigo mentioned that term Tyche. That was the internal code name for Olympus Give. And at its core, it was basically a set of smart contracts that Indigo had built in terms of yield redirection. What we then kind of took with that is a lot of ideating on what can we do with those core sets of features. And ultimately, Olympus Give was birthed. And what you'll see today is it's basically just the ability to redirect your ESOM to these impactful causes and to the partner causes that we've chosen, and a few of those partners are here today. That's it at its core, but there's so much more that we can do with this. I'm very, very excited to see the start of this, and definitely to see this product and subsequent products grow.
Absolutely love it. I couldn't agree more. It really is a platform for changing lives potentially. Is definitely one way you can look at it amongst a whole lot of other avenues that we can take with it. Thank you for that, Acid Punk. It was short, sweet, and surgical. So I enjoyed that. Indigo, if you just want to say a little bit about yourself, I remember on the first time I asked you, you said, "I'm a dev." I'm going to preface that with, he's a GigaBrain dev and just an all-around amazing person. Anything else you want to add or why you're happy to be working on the Olympus Give project?
Hey, y'all. I'm just happy it's made now. It's crazy to see the product like from a few months ago. It's like ideating and now we're launching and having this event. So it's pretty cool. One thing I said in the last AMA before we got rugged was that one of the things that makes me really happy about this whole thing is that like it's DeFi kind of has this opportunity to like kind of change the model of how we give. Like we've all grown up to be like, you know, donating the way that we think about, but like there's new ways that we can rethink this model. So that's what's really exciting about this product.
Absolutely agree. Couldn't agree with you more, man. Super glad to have you working on it too. And I know that you and Glue have really put in a lot of work early on in the ideation phase to bring this to life. I know that Glue and I had a couple beer brainstorming sessions early on, and to see this thing become what it is now is very exciting. So thank you for that, Indigo. We've got a couple partners here with us, and I just want everybody to kind of introduce themselves. If you guys don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, maybe how you plan to utilize Give, and then, you know, we can get kind of into some more of the meat. why don't we start with the Angel Protocol? I believe last time you got cut off by the rug. So let's redeem ourselves here. And I want to give you the floor, sir.
So Chauncey is doing the right thing, which is family time and listening.
Ah, perfect.
So
perfect.
I'll try to step in and not be rugged by Jack.
great.
So I'm Bill, Billy Goat, whatever. I've been working closely with the Angel Protocol team. I run a Web2 meat space startup that maybe one day will grow up into Web3.3. We actually work with a bunch of international merchants, print-on-demand e-commerce. And so like I became a lunatic almost instantly when I heard about it, shortly after I met Angel Protocol. And I've also worked with Pledge 1%, sit on a board of a nonprofit. And I was like, okay, I got to support this thing. This is incredible. Exactly what Indigo just said. It's like, there's something special here about just re-architecting the way we think about giving. And over the course of my degen activities, some very degen, some very positive, I got introduced to Olympus, I think through crypto Twitter, but then met Asfi and then on Banksy and Glue and a bunch of the amazing people in Olympus. And it went from very, very degen, just like, okay, cool, let's go bet on something fun because it's 2021 and it's crypto, to like, oh man, this is also a thing that I'm super passionate about. And so I've been pushing to the extent that I can bridge the gap between these two organizations and really between Olympus and Terra in general. So I am beyond stoked to see what comes out of this. Olympus Give and more.
Sweet. Thank you for that, Billy Goat. You definitely took the baton and you mastered it, man. That sounded wonderful. And it was really good to hear from you, man. Thank you. Thank you for that. I definitely want to ask another one of our speakers here, partners, Misha from Popcorn, man. Do you want to take the stage here and just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you feel about Give and maybe how you're going to utilize it, you and your protocol?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the intro. So, hey, everyone. I'm the co-founder of Popcorn. I would say Olympus Give is it's arrived in a very timely fashion as we just launched our token. And what Popcorn is doing, or what we set out to do, was create a DeFi protocol where just by virtue of using it, you're doing good. So we're in the business of creating DeFi primitives, asset strategies that generate competitive yield on your crypto assets while simultaneously funding nonprofits and social impact organizations. And those organizations are all determined by the Popcorn token holders. So as a pop holder, you can participate in beneficiary nominations and grant elections. So it's very much this community-driven impact model using DeFi primitives to actually, so I guess a little bit more into the weeds, we extract a fee from like earned protocol fees and redirect it to rewards manager. And then we distribute it through a decentralized governance vote on those beneficiaries. So when we were introduced to Olympus Give, it was sort of a no-brainer. And like the way we've set this up is that we're going to match the first 50K in donations from SOM to Popcorn, which we imagine will probably happen like pretty fast. But given that we just launched and like we're trying to, you know, work out the kinks with everything that we're doing from like the product to the DAO, because we are very much a DAO, we wanted to hop on board into this cohort with the rest of the gang because it just made perfect sense. Because personally, I mean, I was a DeFi degen before Popcorn, and one of the reasons why I started Popcorn was because I thought, you know, it's great that we're all making a shitload of money, but why can't we just take like a percentage of that, just even like a small fee? And if you really do gamify like that system through like DeFi and through like a DAO framework, you can really get somewhere. And like, you can really just, I mean, this being this sort of like new asset class, like altogether, is sort of like what we sought out to build. And I'd say that the latter half of 2021, you know, with like Olympus Give and some other mission driven projects out there, that are addressing climate change, you know, Climate DAO, Toucan, et cetera, as well as all the rest of the parties on this call, our partners. You know, I think this is like very much the beginning of these, for all of us to sort of collaborate as like the mission-driven projects, or using these DeFi products that can actually like help us get there. So it's pretty exciting. I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy you guys brought me on here to say hello and excited to work with you all.
Awesome. Yeah, we're stoked to have you as well. And thank you for coming up and sharing a little bit of your story and kind of delving into what you plan to do with Give. I definitely think there's something special about this because of the utility and how you know, you're able to direct these rebases to something that you believe in. And I think that speaks to a large audience because it doesn't necessarily just back itself into a corner as a charitable, you know, mechanism. It actually turns into something that can really support the careers of, say, your kids. It could be an artist that you really love. Like, I really think the utility and just how versatile Give is something that just blows my mind. So really excited about that. I think that once people start to think about it a bit more in detail, you know, your mind will run wild and you'll see exactly where it can be utilized. And if there's just a lot of cool stuff we can do there. So without rambling too much, definitely wanted to open the stage up to some more of our wonderful panel here. Bernardo with Impact Market, sir, the floor is yours if you'd like to take it. Oh, and he's not up here speaking. We might want to bring him up. Who else do we have up on stage right now? Let's see. We have everyone. Hello.
No, I'm Bernardo. Oh. I'm one of the co-founders of Impact Market. Impact Market is a poverty alleviation protocol built on Celo, where we allow communities to implement financial mechanisms like UBI, Universal Basic Income, for those who don't know. And with that, we've been helping more than 20,000 people in more than 100 communities in, I think, 25 countries as of now, in communities from Brazilian favelas to refugee camps in Africa where they don't even have smartphones.
Beautiful. Absolutely love it. Thank you, sir. Again, it's like utility. Where can this be used? Who can we help? How can we help them? So I've kind of got some tee up questions that have written out here. That I kind of wanted to toss towards the team behind Give here with Olympus and get some answers, because I know there's been some controversy around charity recently with an OIP that was brought up that specifically tied into the concern of using actual funds from the DAO. So my first question to you guys, which I know and could answer, but some people in here might not, is this funded by the DAO on Banksy? What's the incentive for Olympus to do this? Like, you know, what is the reasoning?
This is not founded by the DAO. The DAO should be neutral and should not take any position. However, this is a completely opt-in for individual OMIs. And I think that's really important to stress, that while the central bank or the treasury aims to be impartial, it certainly does not want its citizens to be impartial. In fact, it wants them to be economically empowered to do anything they want in that economy, so that new ideas and new innovation and new composable structures will be formed and created the future, you know, the future adoption of the OM economy and the ultimate vision of us becoming the reserve currency of this amazing, you know.
Sounds like you got a friend. I completely agree there, man. Absolutely agree. Thank you, Unbanksy. So yeah, short answer to everyone here. This is not funded by the DAO. These are individual projects but it was obviously created by the DAO. So no funding is actually coming from the DAO and being, you know, donated to charity at this point in time for this project by any means. So yeah, just wanted to clear the table on that. I know there's some controversy and worry about that, and we want to be as transparent as possible. Let's see here. I got some requests. Let's make sure I've got everyone up on stage here. All right. And, you know, this one I think I can toss over to you, Indigo. Can people manually donate to any wallet or just to selected partners?
Thanks for the setup. So Olympus Give is actually completely permissionless. So you can actually donate to anybody. And I wish Glue was here. He could kind of explain like one of the really cool use cases of this. But the one that he and Fatty had thought of when this first was being ideated was like, what if you and your friends could just donate to a wallet so you could like save up for a trip, you know, during the summer or something? Like, that's totally possible. You just need to set up a multi-sig with you and your friends, and you could just, you know, just donate to that. And yeah, you could just do it to any valid Ethereum address.
Love it. Yeah, that was definitely.
Donate.
Go ahead, Billy.
To non-crypto natives like friends and family who don't have an Ethereum wallet yet. Yes. And use that as an onboarding.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one too.
Dude, that's a really good idea. And I just want to highlight this, that we, Taiki, like the primitive that Indigo invented, like the first use case is give, but Billy just suggested a whole new use case, which is like a payment system. And there's a lot of other ideas that will come out of it. So I really encourage everybody to think big and you know, envision how you could actually use that yield to make a better world.
Yeah, a platform of change for sure, you know? So it definitely get creative with it and think about how we can do that. There's so many brilliant minds in this room and surrounding us in the entire ecosystem. I think there's going to be some really cool stuff that spawns from this. Thanks for answering that, Indigo. I appreciate it. I should also mention, guys, that donations, they go on indefinitely or until the principal has been withdrawn. So I'm sure there's some people that are wondering, you know, what happens when I put it in? Does it stop? Do the rebases stop being donated at a certain amount of time? The answer is no. That does not happen. It's indefinite or until the principal has been withdrawn. So just wanted to point that out. Are there any other like mechanics or anything that you'd like to point out, Indigo, before I kind of tee up another question here?
No, it's pretty simple. Like, as long as you understand that Staked Olympus has yield, and you get that yield via rebases. So it's just donating your rebases as long as you want to. So you can withdraw at any time, and the recipient of the yield can redeem it at any time as well. But yeah, pretty simple.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. The idea of donating some rebases of your SOM is really something special, and it's great. It's just something that happens automatically. And then you're potentially supporting somebody or, you know, an entire person's career. One of the first things that Glue and I spoke about where we were having this beer influence conversation early on was, what if we like started a record label, or like, what if we had, like, because we're both into music, we said, what if we wanted to like support someone's career? Like, you could just set them up with rebases for the rest of their life and potentially support their career all the way through and throughout. So instead of using some sort of crowdfunded thing where it's a one and done and you got your $20 and you spent it on something, you now have something that's continually providing you with a rebasing income that will help support your career, whether it be music or whether it's an education in something else. So super cool. What can be done with this, I think. Let's see here. What else do I have? So I think a good question, I don't work too deep in partnerships, but I definitely think on Banksy or, you know, somebody else up here, Acid, you probably could definitely answer this one. How can new partners onboard to Olympus Give? Because I'm sure there's a lot of guys in here that are like, dang, this is pretty sweet. I want to help the world.
Yeah, I can certainly take this one. So Glue has definitely been kind of like our guy from the beginning in terms of reaching out, starting some of those partnership conversations. But this has also been a huge team effort. Unbanksy, Wolimi, who's another member of kind of like the Give and the Taiki team. So I would say, you know, definitely join the Olympus Discord. Also join the DAO Discord, the DAO working server, if you haven't already. And feel free to reach out to any of those members as well as myself. We're all very, very intimately involved with Taiki. We meet at least once a week, and we're constantly trying to figure out ways to both improve just the Give ecosystem and then also think about different use cases and different product lines. So feel free to tweet at us, feel free to jump into the Discord, or feel free to DM us via Discord and any of those avenues. We want to talk. We as Olympus recognize the worth of this product, and we recognize that we can create the protocol, but we definitely want to rely on the partners who are actually making a change across the world. And so we're very much in the boat of wanting to partner.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that, Acid Punk. Yeah, as many brilliant minds as we can pull into it and figure out how we can turn this into just a massive opportunity of utility and how we can get back and help as many people as possible. That's definitely been an underlying goal and an overarching goal, if you will, since the very beginning. In this space, there can be a lot of money made very quickly, but that can also translate to helping a lot of people very quickly. So it's a really beautiful thing that we have here. And what I've seen within this crypto space now, being in it for a while, is that most people are pretty aligned on wanting to help people that have been dealt a shittier hand of cards, or just an unfortunate hand of cards. So I really love that fact. And I'm really glad to see so many people kind of joining together to bring this to life. So let's kind of dive in. You know, there's some people that might not even know that it's live on the site. It is definitely live on the site. There's a little button you can click on the side that says give. Indigo, is there any way you could give, you know, just kind of like a quick TLDR on how people can go ahead and, you know, pop their ohm in there and start donating these rebases? We'll also have some documentations that we can provide afterwards, and you guys can hop in Discord if you have any questions at all, and feel free to DM me directly or any of the other guys you see up here on the panel.
Acid, can you help me with those? Because you're more familiar with the front end.
Yeah, so the front end is, it's basically our web URL, app.olympusdao.finance, and then /#/give. And when you jump in there, it's also on the side nav. There's a new sidebar button, and it actually highlights a new, I'm going to definitely shout out Jem, Leaned, Appleseed, our front end, you know, kind of core team, and Girth Brooks, who pushed this all out to prod. So big shout out to all of them. They've been huge in putting this together. And then Easy Sleep and 88 Netizen are designers. So from that, you have kind of like the splash screen. And so this dashboard has our five partners. I'm going to just quickly repeat those again. We've got Impact Market, Angel Protocol, Gitcoin, Collectivo, and Popcorn DAO. And then, like Indigo said, you have the ability to choose a custom recipient. So there was that use case of, you know, a group of friends wanting to set up a multi-sig to, you know, potentially fund like a vacation, or, you know, fund, let's all do something kind of crazy, something wild. You know, you have that ability to do that through a custom recipient. You also just have the ability to donate rebases potentially to a friend, to a family member, somebody who's not in crypto or in DeFi, and you kind of just want to get them exposure. So that custom recipient bottom is at the button is at the very bottom as well. And then finally, at the very bottom of the page is just a quick tooltip that kind of explains how the whole give process works, from the end user interaction of depositing SOM and donating that to a cause, when the SOM is donated, where it kind of sits, and then from the recipient's end or the beneficiary's end, how a user would go about actually, you know, collecting that SOM rebase. So that's the core of the functionality. You also have the ability to dig into each partner just a bit more. We've got kind of a longer description of what each partner's cause does, how it helps spread, you know, good or charity within the world. And then finally, we have goals. So each partner has kind of set a goal for their given cause, and so that is based on, you know, how much SOM is donated versus their total goal. And then we have the partner website that kind of links to their you know, specific domain and gives a bit more context there. Still there, Fatty?
He got rugged,
I think. I'm afraid of that.
Should give him like a minute or two.
Okay. Yeah,
it looks like he might need the invite to speak again.
Who does? I can quickly
look. Fatty.
Well, although, he's still a co-host, so
okay.
I'll take over for now. Right. While he figures it out. I'll invite him again to speak. Well, I'll remove him from co-host. Yes, remove. I'll add him again. Okay. Good. Okay, so what is maybe keeping the conversation rolling here? Like, what are the future innovations that we can do with this? Is there something that you already have in mind, or you think of about, like, how can we take this even a step further? Does anyone have an idea on that?
Yeah, I'm maybe to clarify that I am actually curious, and I think it'd be great for the community to hear, what are your V2 plans, Indigo?
I don't want to say anything, and then I got, you know, I got yelled at to make it. So I'm gonna, kind of just
some alpha.
Right now I want to make sure that Geom gets added. So maybe potentially we could do this cross chain as well. So like you could do this, you know, anywhere that Geom is available, that would be awesome. A few other things. I'm really thinking about like the Olympus Give as like a yield product. And what if you split the yield off? And like, what if you could borrow against the deposit that you put in? So therefore, tokenizing the deposit that, you know, that you're donating the rebases of. So that's another thing. But yeah, it's still really fuzzy. So I won't say too much.
Hey.
Interesting.
I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
Hell yeah.
Twitter's got it out for me today. I don't know what's going on, but man, that was record recovery. So I'm happy. I really thought I was doomed. Thank you guys for taking that. It sounds like you were talking about the Geom integration and cross-chain utility potential as well, which I think is super exciting.
Yeah, and I'd recommend you guys check out the Agora podcast that Glue and I did a few days ago. That was a great podcast in my opinion, and we talk about some of the other use cases that are possible as well.
Love it. Yeah, and also love Agora. Highly recommend it, guys. If you haven't listened to any of the stuff that they're doing, please tune in. Wonderful group over there. So I'd like to, you know, we've hit some of these immediate questions, and you know, we all realize now that this is a really, really amazing tool that can be utilized in so many different ways. I want to open the floor up to our partners. You know, tell us, you know, anything that you have on your mind or thoughts or use cases or anything you want to share with the audience. Please go ahead, unmute and take the floor if you'd like.
I can go.
Welcome, Billy. Again, my friend, it's all you.
So, use cases is what's always on my mind. And I think if you think about the direction of Olympus Pro, think about the cross-chain future, think about what Olympus Give and or Tyche has to offer, those seem to be like going to intersect from my perspective. It might be biased, but what if the like fundamental underlying principles of buying a bond or transacting across Geom or working with Angel Protocol's 60 alliance members who've committed to donating 1% of their protocol revenues to the charity index. Like the very near future in my mind is like Olympus Give is embedded in that. And so it's actually an attractive mechanism for people to not only use Olympus Pro, but also get involved in kind of this movement for something bigger. And again, I said I worked with Pledge 1%. So why don't we just turn that to Pledge 3.3% and actually make it net positive for the protocols, for the individuals, for the people that are donating, right? It's not just a charity donation. We're doing things that are like tax write-offs and all that kind of stuff. And if you're in the US, you should definitely take advantage of that. Be generative. That's something we talk about a lot at Angel, and just generally is this generative giving concept. And you see it in companies like Patagonia, B Corps, even like Tesla and Impossible Burger. They have like design the incentive mechanisms such that it actually makes sense to give back to a cause that's bigger than just yourself. And that's where I think Olympus Give is going.
Maddie went back to the clubhouse.
Right. I love kind of what you're describing. I think there's like so many ways this can go. Like just listening to you, I just thought of like this idea where like suppose like Olympus starts our own L1 chain and a percent of the transaction fees are automatically directed to charities or causes that matter to you.
On Smile API. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of tie all economic activity to like charitable causes, and like you align incentives between like, you know, humans, good causes, and economic cycles. That's V3 Indigo.
Yeah, that's V5. Oh yeah, I agree. There's so many cool things you can do. I think one thing that I do want to say, the thing that like made me think about this idea was actually because of I was thinking of like curve and how people like build like convex on top, and I was thinking
I'm a little concerned. Definitely we changed it up. I am now speaker, no longer the co-host. I've been demoted, fired, reprimanded, whatever you want to call it, but I am here, baby, and we are back. Thank you guys for rocking and rolling there. I was cracking up when you guys said I got rugged again. I'm not gonna lie. Thank you. I know I missed some of that, so I don't really have any wonderful comments to follow up with, but I know it was some good stuff. So is there anything else that our partners want to speak about? I know Billy just hopped up and had some good stuff to say. Anybody else want to say something? I'll leave the floor open.
Yeah. I was right before you came, I was saying something.
Sorry.
I was saying like, you're good, dude. No worries. saying that one of the things that I wish, and this is for like anyone who's a dev or a creative, like there's a lot of things that can be built on top of the system of Olympus, you know? And so like, this redirecting yield is just one thing. So that's one of the things I'd encourage people to think about, you know, just using this system and like what other things we can do. And please hit us up, hit me or Glue or any of the people up here up if you have any ideas.
100%. Yeah, once again, sorry for rugging you, Indigo. I had to kind of, you know, I got to share the pain. Is what it is, but thank you. Yeah, anybody that has any wonderful ideas that want to, you know, kind of join the conversation and figure out how we can, you know, utilize them, then let's make it happen. That'd be awesome. I'm going to follow up with what I had just previously said, which was, do we have any partners that want to share anything else about what they're doing with Give or just in general with their protocol? I'll leave the floor open now.
Yeah, I mean, this is Mike from Popcorn. Okay. The redirecting the yield to like nonprofits or social impact organizations or just charity, you know, charitable organizations in general. I think, you know, like I mentioned when I introduced myself in the beginning of the call or the beginning of the AMA was, you know, I think there's like several, there's like a great opportunity for the protocols out there that are generating yield to either redirect yield or the fees, or like actually create some sort of like matched fee or yield mechanism. And then like, you can really send this thing to like a whole nother level, because like you guys, like, you know, Olympus is definitely a juggernaut. I've been an OMI for a while. Fantastic project. Probably arguably the most exciting project from DeFi that came about this year. But now, you know, given that all of these Lego pieces are sort of like stacking on top of each other, there's definitely like a potential for like all of us to collaborate together. If there is this sort of like passive way of just like redirecting whatever you want to call it, like revenue, let's just say, to like community selected or even like individually selected charitable causes. And yeah, I think like this is definitely sort of like the first big stepping stone that you guys have corralled, you know, like the first cohort of organizations to perhaps like begin, you know, this sort of new way of doing things with DeFi. So I think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely agree. I love it, man. Thank you for that, Michael. We really appreciate that, man. Excited to see what all these brains can come up with. Anybody else that wants to hop up here from the panel and our partners that would like to say something, I will leave the floor open. If it stays quiet for too long. Hey, Bernardo, you want to say something, my man?
Yeah, I can jump in for a little bit. We really like this idea of redirecting yield. In our case, it's because for UBI, you know, UBI goes, it should go indefinitely, but what we do usually is that communities have a maximum amount that beneficiaries can claim on, but usually, and you can see that those details on our website, it goes around 50 to 60 cents a day. So like redirecting yield and knowing that you're helping people with these small amounts every day, I think personally is a really it feels really good. But also on our side, we've been thinking, how could we use the redirect yield on some other ways?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you very much, Bernardo. Appreciate that.
I just want to hear Indigo talk about OnlyFans.
Yeah. That was the original. That was the original motivation. Just so anyone knows.
Wait, what? Explain.
I'm joking.
Okay,
but it's possible. If anyone wants to make it, they can make it.
Like redirect my yield to like, and my OnlyFans
to content creators.
Oh fuck.
So yeah, it's like a joke, but it's not a joke. I mean, we talked about like subscription based OM yield direction.
Yeah. Well, shit, dude. That is huge.
Yeah.
Are you selling nudes?
No, just like economy, dude. Like we are literally positioning ourselves to be at the center of the creator economy.
V2 Indigo.
V2.
If I recall, like wasn't inspiration from this from Pylon Indigo? Podcast with Glue.
Indigo got
I think he got rugged.
Oh, no.
What was your question, Billy Goat?
Indigo say on the Agora podcast that like some of the inspiration for this was from Pylon Protocol, which is on the Terra side, which is like about subscriptions and just kind of reutilizing some of the yield and stuff like that. So just prompting Indigo to listen there.
We were talking about nudes before I left.
Please send nudes.
That's when I got kicked. I think I said the wrong word.
Do we want to bring up the audience members to ask questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's definitely do that. I think Fatty's trying to maybe become speaker again, but like in his absence, anyone who's got questions, anyone who's got ideas, anyone who just wants to, you know, shoot the shit and talk a little bit more about Olympus Give, please raise your hand. I think it's the bottom left button. If you're on mobile, I'm not sure about desktop. And our admin Wardle will pull you up.
Okay. I added someone. Kronborg, it's probably you. You can unmute yourself.
Hello there. I got a question and I got one idea. Basically, the question is, when you start directing some of your yields to people, to charities, to people in need, I love the idea. But wouldn't you put on some sell pressure on the OM token if everybody who gets it wants to sell it for money?
Wants to take that one?
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, this is a good question. It's a good point because what we're doing is we're introducing OM outside of the economy into new players, right? So there is that kind of benefit of distributing OM to more people throughout the world and helping them understand and learn of the value of keeping OM versus the US dollar or the peso, whatever. So that's one benefit. With that benefit, of course, comes the concern that there will be sell pressure because people are not 3-3, people are concerned, and they're not really OMIs. And so there's ways to work around this. So for this pilot, what we're doing is we've made agreements with our partners and, you know, to have some conversations around like if it needs to happen, of course, like the best way is them to keep that in the treasury and then use that as a reserve. And then, of course, other kind of conditions that you know, we discussed with the future of Olympus Give. I think that's where we need to kind of learn from the pilot, use that data to understand how do we bring home to more people and to charities while also controlling for this price volatility. And there's actually a few ideas, very interesting ideas around in the AMM space and a coincidence of wants where that Glue and Indigo have been iterating, but I think it's a bit early to share. But it's something we're definitely thinking about. So, yeah.
Can I make a quick comment on that? On the sell pressure, I'm the only one speaking. So yes,
sure.
I also feel I just want to call something out that I just thought of when you were talking on Banksy is like this whole notion of 3-3 and do it for the community and stuff like that. It actually, I mean, fantastic meme, and it represents the appropriate incentives in game theory. But I don't think it should be so like cultish all the time. I mean, we're not Temple Dao cultish. but my point is you don't have to have like all these like here's what you should do or the social shaming if you're going to sell. You just have the right incentives. So I'm going to tie this back to what someone said earlier. It might have been you on Banksy, is like, okay, what if you could actually use the OHM that's staked for something else that's productive and generative? Sitting in a treasury is pretty good, earning money, bringing in friends, doing trips, giving charities, borrowing against it, because we're all mostly degen. And my point is, like, feels like we're at the precipice of evolving from just like this very like single-minded meme culture of just 3-3 forever, because people do have real life stuff. And guess what? Like, sell pressure is not necessarily always a bad thing. All stocks in the United States dollar has sell pressure, but they also have a lot of buy pressure. So your point on Banksy is like, if you can extend it out to a wider audience, the sell pressure doesn't matter. If there's enough buy pressure and people that want to get a hold of this because it is a productive generative asset, that's kind of like the mecca from my humble smooth brain perspective.
My brain just became more rigid listening to you. Thank you.
Sweet. Check 1 2 1 2. Can you guys hear me all right?
He's here.
Oh, it's a miracle. I don't know how long though. I might as well say farewell now. Twitter's been wild. It's rugging me and Indigo. It's jokes. We love it. Let's bring up some more people, man. If anyone has any questions here or ideas, like, we'd love to hear them. We want to leave the latter half of this, this portion, I'd say about the next 9 minutes, open to people that are really passionate about this, have some ideas. Maybe if you're too shy to come up on stage, make sure to send us a DM and, you know, let us know what you're thinking, because there's a lot of really great utility, I think, that can come from this platform. Anybody want to come up here and ask some questions during this last moment, please don't be shy. We are more than happy to have you up here, host you, and answer whatever we can.
I pulled up Toxic Napalm.
Perfect.
Speak.
Hey, the floor is yours, brother.
How's it going? This is actually really crazy, because I was just thinking about very similar mechanics of, like, you know, I have a friend who is an artist. I'm yes, I'm an OMI, but I'm irresponsibly long on Klima, and I was thinking about doing kind of like a series with her that is very cyberpunk, very Greek mythology based. But I was thinking of, like, what are, like, some unique ways to put all that together? And I was thinking, like, oh, you know, you could put you know, some of the proceeds from an NFT into a 9-9 situation, and, like, keep on make, you know, funding more NFTs off of what the initial sale is, things like that. But this is really amazing. I really like the concepts that you've put all together. So I have just a few basic questions. Number one, like I said, have you reached out to other OHM forks? Like, for example, Klima, is that something that you'd be looking into in the future? And then another one that I had here as well is, are there ways to maybe donate a portion rather than necessarily all of that, so that another portion continues to auto compound, if you understand what I'm getting to, so that, in other words, the giving increases over time?
Asa, do you want to touch on the first question he had, which was, you know, have we reached out to forks like Klima or approved, or you know, confirmed forks, approved forks, people that participate in the ecosystem? That would be his first question there.
On the fork side, we have not just yet. I think, like, after this launch, there's a lot of things that we've been trying to explore. Mainly the first is from, like, a user side, trying to be as user friendly when it comes to gas. So we've definitely been, like, looking at some of the other cross-chain and L2 solutions, but not as of yet on some of the forks or some of the other other different types of yield directors.
Sweet, thank you for that. And then Toxic, I wanted you to clarify that second question. Could you go ahead and just say that one more time for me, man, so I can make sure to get you the right information?
Yeah. So the idea that I have here is that, and I may be misunderstanding it, but the idea is that Olympus Give is where 100% of the rebase goes to the wallet that you designate. Would there, like, have you considered adding in functionality in the future where you can taper that down, so it's not necessarily 100%, where a portion of it actually continues to go back into your Olympus gift so that the next rebase is you're actually giving a higher amount. And the next rebase after that, you're giving yet a higher amount after that.
Great, great question. This is all things that I think Indigo had planned for V2. Even adding to that, there was time-based donating that we talked about. So you put in, you know, let's say 10 SOM. But you kind of want that to taper off after a certain number of days or months. I really like your compounding example. That's actually not something we discussed, but certainly something I'm just going to defer all of the smart contract stuff to get GigaBrain Indigo. But I do really like that. So some of the use cases we talked about were time-based or even percent-based. So of your, you know, current wallet size, let's say you want to take 50% of that to donations and the other 50% to just 3-3. Those were some of the use cases we talked about, just not, you know, prioritized for our initial like MVP or pilot.
That's really cool. Hey, thanks guys.
I just want to say something on this too, and not to be too much of a shilly goat, but Angel Protocol was kind of designed that way. And then they got introduced to Ohm, but Chauncey, who's here listening in, said something which I love, which is give once, give forever. And it was using the anchor methodology, and it's just like kind of reinvesting some yield back into anchor and then creating charity endowments. So that's like the angel side. And I think what it kind of gets to, and I love that question, Toxic, is maybe it's not just straight up giving, right? Maybe it's reinvesting some of this. It could be back into Ohm, could be into Klima if you're doing climate change, right? There's plenty of different ways that you can create this quote unquote from Unbanked, the daisy chain like giving effect. And it doesn't have to be just this straight up thing. And maybe it's V2 or 3 or whatever, but it sounds like we're moving towards like a more fidelity kind of like targeted type of thing where someone is almost setting their portfolio of giving. So that sounds like super exciting, and we should just totally accelerate that. Put Acid and an Indigo and the devs and the rigid brains on the spot and just like, can we make that happen now?
Put them into a room and give them Mountain Dew.
Absolutely. A lot of Mountain Dew and Christmas cookies. Love it. Go. Thank you for that, Billy Goat. I loved Chili Goat too. That was great, man.
Oh, you know, I have one really small question as well. I'm not too active in the Olympus Discord. Is Olympus Gives one of the threads that's on there, or is a lot of the discussion, et cetera, outside of that Discord? I just want to follow this more.
Still experiencing Twitter problems. Can you guys hear me again?
Yes.
Jeez Louise, hi. I'm so sorry. Could you re-ask that one more time, then I'll get you directed.
So the question was, where can we follow the latest progressions around Olympus GIFs? So is it in the Discord? Is it on Twitter? Is it somewhere else? Like, where should people go for more information about it?
We'll have plenty of documentation available. Acid Punk, is this something you want to touch on as well? It looks like you're unmuted.
Yeah. So the one thing I will say is right now it's just through Discord, Twitter, and then we've actually updated our FAQ page on the Docs website. I think it is probably worth talking to Sherpas and talking to some of the people who manage the main Discord. Like I'm seeing, you know, Olympus Pro has its own section. Is maybe adding a section for Olympus Give. So I can talk to some of the folks about that.
Perfect. Thanks, Acid Punk. Hopefully that answered your question, sir.
Awesome. Okay, wonderful. Anybody else that wants to come up here, let's go ahead and bring Keisha up here as well. She's one of the first use cases of Olympus Give. She's working on a project called Olympus Spirit. It's in a Canadian city where she's at, and she's actually providing care packages and a lot of like really wonderful things for individuals who can't necessarily afford it or, you know, are underprivileged. She's been kicking ass. She's actually working with an elementary school to have these custom cards written out. It's a super cute, really sweet, warm-hearted initiative. And I'd love to get her up here too to kind of talk about what she's doing. But we also want to have the floor open to any other questions that you guys might have. We are at 4 o'clock, and I want to call it here, you know, within the next 10, 15 minutes tops to be respectful of everyone's time. So if you do have any burning questions that you want to bring up, please hop up now, raise your hand, and we'll get you up on stage. And if we can, let's pull up Keisha. I don't know if you have your hand raised, Keisha. We're having some crazy Twitter rug problems today, so bear with us. All right. Looks like she's on stage. The woman, the myth, the legend. Hello, Keisha. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm cold. It's like minus 40 up here, but I am good.
Yes. You know, I wanted to bring you up here to raise awareness for the Olympus Spirit initiative that you're rocking and rolling with, one of the first true use cases of Olympus Give. Could you tell the audience a little bit about what you're doing, what you hope to achieve, and basically just that, please?
Absolutely. So it gets super, super cold here, and with like COVID restrictions and things like that, I noticed an inequality in my community. The homeless were at like the highest rate of homeless in the city where I live right now because of COVID. And I think only 30% of the homeless population is vaccinated. So where I live, restrictions are a little bit stricter than probably most American cities. But pretty much, so they don't really have access to like warm spaces where you could normally loiter before. You can't now because you have to reduce the spread. So you either need proof of vaccination, masks, stuff like that. And people are homeless. They don't really have access. I think we forget little things that people don't have access to. And so they've been at, a severe disadvantage in comparison to lots of other people. And so they can't find warm spaces. They need to have, you know, masks. They don't have access to that. The shelters are in, shelters are operating at lower capacity limits because there needs to be 6 feet of distance because if, to accommodate social distancing and all of that. So this year, I wanted to make my goal a little bit bigger. So I wanted to, I think we have about 3,000 homeless people in where I'm from, which is up like over, like almost double from last, the year before. And it's the highest it's ever been. So this year I was like, last year I did 103 boxes. This year I wanted to do more. So right now we have enough funds donated for 500 boxes. My big, big goal was to do every like a box for hypothetically every person. So each one kind of includes like hand warmers, feet warmers, a blanket, toothpaste, toothbrush, mouthwash, non-perishable food items, like food that they can actually eat. They can't really, like if you give them canned food, they don't have can openers. So you kind of have to make sure that everything you put in the box is actually they can use it. So we also include like a tote bag with that they can close, that they can, and is waterproof so that they can store all these items, because what's the point of giving people these things if they can't even like carry them around? And then they get a box, which lots of them use too, a Tim Hortons or McDonald's gift card, so that they can have be a patron somewhere and get out of the cold, and B, they can get nice like a coffee, hot chocolate, food, whatever they want. And then also it doubles as a nice warm place outside of the cold for a little bit. Comes with toques, scarves, or I guess beanies if you're American. Toques, scarves, gloves, finger gloves, warm socks, menstrual items for the women. And then each one has like a hand-drawn Christmas card from an elementary student. So it ties in really well with like their curriculum as well. And I find that lots of people don't like sympathy and they don't want pity gifts. And I don't want that to come across that way. So I figured by adding in the like element with children, they're more likely to feel appreciative of the gift and not feel pitied or bad about themselves. Because I feel like when something comes from a child, you're a lot more, like people are a lot more accepting of it, I guess. And then they're all gift wrapped because I feel like most of these people haven't really experienced a Christmas. And some people have lived on the streets for years. So it just kind of, it's just something nice to give them a chance to like experience that Christmas joy that most of us know and love. And I'm sure they haven't been able, some of them haven't been able to open a gift in a while. And then it provides them with like essential items to help them make it through this really cold winter. So we get colder than Antarctica sometimes up here, and we have lots of people that are on the street, and they're a lot and without as much access as they have had before. I think it's a really tough year, and it's nice to do what we can to help them. So If you want to redirect your OHM rebases with Give, I can extend the deadline. I was going to close it today, but I can extend it for a little bit longer. I'm going to go shopping for all the items tomorrow and then package them all up and gift wrap them. I'm going to deliver some on Christmas, but it's a little, I think it's going to be impossible to wrap 500 or 1,000 gifts in the next couple of days before Christmas. So I'm going to deliver the rest throughout the community throughout the holidays in between now and January. I think that's all I have to
say. Love it. Thank you. You absolutely nailed it. Super, super proud of what you're doing there, Keisha, and like have a ton of respect for you. I think that it's really a wonderful initiative, and there are a lot of people that have a tough time during these cold winter months. I think this is a great time to open up our hearts and extend some of that warmth and love. So thank you so much for what you're doing. We'll make sure to share the wallet address that you have so that if people do want to redirect some of their rebases, we'll get that rocking and rolling. You can definitely message Keisha directly or myself. And we can provide you with any more information that you need to go ahead if you guys feel like you'd like to donate to that initiative. So thank you, Keisha, for coming up here and telling us about what you're doing. And please stay warm out there.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye. Guys, we've been rocking and rolling for a while now, and we're gonna get close to closing this out. I just want to do one more small shill slash promotion. Friend DAO is a DAO that was conceived within Olympus. It was started by Jaws, which many of you know. I've been working with Jaws hand in hand. We've raised about $200,000 through the sale of NFT plushies. That 200K is going to be used to buy OHM and then utilize it through Olympus Give. So if you guys are interested in being part of a DAO that is definitely birthed from within the heart of Olympus, and the entire goal is to give back to the world, work on these, these earth restorative initiatives and take care of the fellow human as we all are just floating on this big blue marble through the black abyss together, please hop over there and join in. It's a really good way to give back as well. I wanted to thank all of our partners and the panel that are up here today. As usual, it's a pleasure, and I'm honored to stand shoulder and shoulder with you guys and share a stage. Thank you so much for coming up, and thank you to everyone that has put up with the V2 Olympus Give AMA with our earlier problems and all of the times that I've been rugged today. And please join the DAO and join the server, the Olympus community server, if you guys want to just come hang out and meet some of the OMIs. So thank you, everyone. If anyone has any closing comments, please add it, or we're going to close this room down, baby. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Olympus DAO Give AMA, recorded on Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
On a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, often hit the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports in. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy, always gets the best of me when I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hid the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, chase a view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2.
Terror Spaces.